You're listening to the audio production of An Uncertain Choice by Jody Headland, published by Zondervan and read by Haley Cresswell.
Chapter 1. Montfort Castle, Ashby, in the year of our Lord, 1390. My slippered feet slapped the dirt road, and my heart hammered against my chest like a battering ram. "Wait, Lady Rosemarie!" my nursemaid called from the narrow alley far behind me. But I couldn't wait. I lifted my silky gown higher and pushed my feet faster, straining to reach the town square before it was too late. I raced past the one-room thatched homes of the poor peasants, doors ajar and deserted. Now I knew why everyone was gone, except for the bedridden and one lame beggar child who'd finally had the courage to tell me what no one else would. The entire town had gathered in the market square to watch several men receive punishment for their crimes. Only it wasn't the usual stocks or pillory, which I allowed, nor even someone being placed in jail. No, this time, someone had apparently given the bailiff permission to boil the criminals alive. Revulsion spread throughout my body. And anger. Why was the bailiff blatantly disregarding my law against cruel tortures? I rounded the massive grain storage building and stumbled out of the dark alley and onto the cobbled street that led to the market. Almost immediately, I hit a wall of bodies, craftsmen and merchants who'd left their shops to watch the public punishment. My breath burned in my chest from my frantic run through town, and I gasped a lungful of the sourness that came from the unwashed bodies sweating in the merciless late morning sun. The odor soon mingled with the stench of pigs and chickens brought to market, and the rottenness of overripe produce. But fury mastered my nausea.